The Port of Tampa Maritime Industries Association comprises stakeholder groups from across the spectrum, everything from lawyers to people who repair ships. Tim Schuster is that organization's president. He said the group would like to see Tampa Port Authority head Richard Wainio step down, and last week wrote a letter to the Port Authority board chair indicating just as much.
That's a vote of no confidence that the maritime community, or at least our segment of the maritime community, has lost confidence in his leadership ability to lead the sort of the interests of the greater port, not just the Port Authority, but everything in the Hillsborough Port District. And it, when you see the letter, you'll see that there are some more specific complaints about the way he approaches some people, and, you know, complaints, sort of administrative complaints at the Port Authority that people can't get leases done on a timely basis, or can't get responses out of Port Authority staff. And in our view, that goes back to the director who is supposed to be the leader of the Port Authority staff.
The letter sports a lengthy list of grievances. It cites the authority's budget going from a $5 million surplus to a $1 million deficit over Wainio's tenure. He also said the port director discourages public comment and won't really accept criticism. He said the economy's negative impact on the port's profits is a problem requiring creative leadership.
It's obviously a problem that existed before this port director came. So you can't say that a decline in tonnage since 1990 is the responsibility of this port director, and that's not what we're saying. We're saying that it's a long-term problem that we need a leader that will address, and we don't see that leadership from this port director.
The Tampa Port Authority doesn't see the association's complaints as a pressing issue. Board Chair Larry Shipp said they'll take the letter into consideration just as they would with any public comment.
I'm very happy to hear from anyone that wants to make comments, whether they're pro or con, and we will look into them, no matter whether the comments have been made before, have been talked about in our board meetings, or going forward. So each board member welcomes people to contact them. They're always willing to listen and hear, and it will help them in their evaluations and what they want to do.
He said the comments will be considered as the board conducts a regular review of Wainio's contract.
The director's contract, the board will probably make a decision August, September, whether or not we should renegotiate his contract. That has been traditionally what we do 6 months prior to when his contract is to go into negotiations for his contract.
The board has a regular meeting tomorrow. The issue isn't on the agenda, but it may be brought up during public comment. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.